Thank you for calling customer service. This is Erica. How can I help you today?
Hi, yes. Can you tell me what Swift Enhance is?
Hold on one second, ma'am. We just give me one second. Can I have your zip code so I can pull your account up, ma'am?
Okay, tell me who you are first. Who is Swift Enhance?
We are a third party call center, ma'am. We offer customer service for multiple companies. But if you could give me your zip code, I could pull up your account and I'd be much better able to assist you.
19095.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And can I have your first name and your last name, ma'am?
My name is Karen Henderson.
Thank you so much, Ms. Henderson. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm giving up a lot of information, and I have none thus far.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do see, let's see here. I do see that you had the Vibe Watch, the smartwatch. It was, it does help take care of your heart rate. It helps keep up with your heart rate, your steps throughout the day, as well as your sleeping cycles.
Yeah, but why am I charged $59.97? I had paid $7-something for that, and that's it. Where does this $59 charge come from?
Well, it was a 14-day trial, ma'am, and after that 14-day trial, you were charged the end-of-trial price of $59.97.
But that's nothing I agreed to. Absolutely nothing.
Well, it wasn't our terms and conditions, ma'am, and I'm sorry if, you know, those weren't gone over. They are where you do enter your card information and verify that you are over 18. I'm going to check the shipping on it. Can you please verify your address so that I can make sure it was delivered?
That price must come off. I agreed to. In fact, there was a charge added to it, and I checked with them immediately and told them that I was only signing up for the $7.95, which was all that was required, shipping. I did that immediately.
Yes, ma'am. Can you please verify your shipping address for me?
I'm sorry?
I said, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
25 Washington Lane, Wincote, PA.
All right. Thank you so very much, ma'am. Well, you know, I can give you a 35% refund on these charges.
Why not 100% refund? It's not something I agreed to.
Well, yes, ma'am, it was in our terms and conditions, and like I said, those were offered where you check out and verify that you are over the age of 18. I would be happy to give you...
Okay, that's just trick advertising is what it is. All right, I'll take the $35, but I'm going to report this because I read it, and I did call back because it was more than the $7.99 that I thought I was agreeing to, and I immediately rectified that. Now you're telling me something else was in the fine print.
It was for the ear pods, ma'am, that you called in for. It wasn't for the end of trial for the watch. So let's see. Hold on one second. Okay, ma'am. And can I ask you, say you're going to report this to, even though I am going to refund you?
I'm sorry?
You said you're going to report this even though I am refunding you. Can I ask who you're going to report this to?
What are you refunding me? The incorrect charge to my account of $59.95?
I'm refunding you the, I offered you 50%, or I offered you 35%, and then I offered you 50% of a refund for the $59.99, and you did say I would take it, and then you said you were going to report this, and
I didn't hear the 50. I'll accept the 50.
Okay, ma'am. And may I please ask who you're going to report us to once again?
I'll just end this as accepting the 50.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on one second.
And how soon shall I see that on my account?
In 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Goodbye, ma'am.